Well Tower, a legend about a conduit. Narva Castle was built on a high rock located on a bank of the rapid and full-flowing Narva River. The Well Tower is located closer to the river than any other part of the castle. The tower was built by the Knights of the Livonian Order more than 500 years ago. The tower encloses a well for supplying water to the former inhabitants of the castle. The well was hulled through deeply into the rock. The Well Tower of Ivangorod Fortress is located on the other bank of the river, nearly at the edge of the water. Apparently, such close location of two frontier fortresses led to a beautiful legend about a conduit from Narva Castle to Ivangorod Fortress. This legend goes back to approximately the 16th century, to the times of the reign of the Livonian Order on the left bank of the Narva River, and to the epoch of stalwart knights and great ladies. In those olden times, the Knights of the Livonian Order, time after time, raided the Russian frontier lands. To stop the plunder by the knights, Tsar Ivan the Great, known as Ivan the Third, built a robust fortress right in front of the Livonian castle. One day, after another raid by the Livonians, the troops of Ivangorod suddenly sieged Narva Castle. As a result of heavy shelling, Narva Castle caught fire, and the Russians started an assault of the castle. Fortunes of the battle accompanied them, and soon the battle moved from the walls to the inside of the castle. In one of the chambers, Indrik von Berengaupt, a stalwart knight, was bravely defending his family, a wife and little son, until he realized that he was doomed to death. Unwilling to give his beautiful wife to the enemy, the knight beheaded his wife with a heavy sword. He wanted to kill himself also and his son, but because of the stifling smoke, he lost consciousness. Considering the knight dead, the Russians took the baby and left the castle in a hurry. Indrik would have died, yet a sudden pouring of rain extinguished the fire roaring through the castle. The next day, having become conscious, the knight swore an oath to take revenge on the Russians for his wife's death and his son's capture. Indrik secretly decided to dig a conduit under the river and break into Ivangorod Fortress suddenly and save his son. And so Indrik and two servants were pulled down to the bottom of a very deep, dry well. Comrades of the knight hung a bell near the well so voluntary prisoners could inform him if something was needed. For 20 years, Indrik hollowed a tunnel with a pickaxe in the stony ground under the river. During this time, the bell rang only twice. The knight's servants died and their bodies were lifted up. Finally, the bell rang for a third time. Berengaupt finished his titanic work. Only a thin wall separated the conduit from the courtyard of Ivangorod Fortress. The knight was lifted up, but how drastically he had changed. From a ruddy and young knight, he had turned into a grey-haired and stooped old man. Yet the eyes of the knight lit up. Tonight he would get into the Russian fortress and take his son back. At night, Indrik broke the thin wall covering the entrance and got into the Russian fortress. He managed to find his son, yet a deep disappointment embraced him. During these years, his son Otto had turned into a handsome young man, yet almost forgot his native tongue and had accepted a foreign Orthodox religion. The son refused to go to Narva together with his father. Indrik couldn't bear this. He slapped his son in the face and disappeared into the conduit. Indrik's son told the voivode about what had happened. The voivode gave him an army of warriors and sent him into the conduit. At the same time, an army of knights led by Berengaupt headed to the Russian fortress through the conduit. And so, in the middle of the conduit, the two armies confronted each other. In the light of smoking torches and sunk up to their knees in water, the warriors started a fierce battle. Indrik spotted his son and threw himself at his son with his sword. Yet the son's hand turned out to be stronger, and glorious Indrik von Berengaupt fell dead. At the same moment, the leaking vaults of the conduit crashed down, and the Narva waters plunged into the conduit, and both armies died. The legend is and remains a legend. Yet very many believers, both then and now, still keep looking for a conduit.